Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing trees for hurricanes. Hurricanes are a part of life in Florida, and tree damage is very common. But you can make trees in your landscape more hurricane-resistant so that you can worry less when a storm is about to hit. The best way to protect your landscape and home from hurricane damage is to select trees carefully. Select trees with strong root systems, trunks, and branches. Choose species that are more wind-resistant and plant them away from utilities and structures. Correct pruning will also help trees survive hurricanes. Prune them so they develop a sturdy, well-spaced framework of healthy branches around a central leader. The canopy edge can be thinned, allowing air to pass through freely. If you think ahead and prepare, your trees and property are more likely to survive the hurricane season. For more information about preparing trees for hurricanes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Angel's Trumpet. When Angel's Trumpet is in bloom, it's impossible to miss. This large shrub or small tree blooms with huge trumpet-shaped flowers that dangle downward and emit a sweet-smelling fragrance that's especially strong at night. The flowers can be white, yellow, orange, red, or peach, and they typically appear from summer through fall. Some varieties even produce double flowers. Plant yours in sun or shade, preferably in rich soil. Regular water and a few light applications of fertilizer will help your plant perform its best. Angel's Trumpet is frost tender, but usually grows back. Protect yours during cold spells or grow it in a container that can be moved out of the cold. Also, all parts of the plant are poisonous, so don't let kids or pets eat any of it. For more information about Angel's Trumpet, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, updated plant hardiness zones. For years, gardeners have relied on the plant hardiness zone map published by the USDA to help understand what plants can survive in their area. Periodically, the USDA updates the map, and the newest version was released in January of 2012. The new map still shows Florida with the same four zones, 8, 9, 10, and 11, but the borders between the zones have changed in places as a result of the warming trend in our climate. Several urban areas are now listed in warmer zones, including the Tampa Bay area, Orlando, and much of Gainesville. This means that gardeners in these areas can now grow more tropical and subtropical plants than they would have decades before. For more information about plant hardiness zones, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, harvesting and storing vegetables. Your family can enjoy nutritious, homegrown vegetables nearly year-round by harvesting from your own garden and canning or freezing the surplus. Harvest vegetables in the early morning while they're still cool. Then wash them thoroughly using plenty of cool running water and chill them in the refrigerator or in an ice bath. Crops that are at the right stage for eating are also perfect for canning or freezing. Vegetables should be canned or frozen as soon as possible after harvesting, since they can decline in quality within just a few hours. Check with your local extension office for workshops on canning. Remember that spending a little extra time during the harvest means that you'll be able to enjoy tasty veggies for months to come. For more information about harvesting vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscaping principle number 5, attract wildlife. We're lucky in Florida to have incredibly diverse wildlife, but natural habitat areas are diminishing. Homeowners can help by creating a welcoming environment for our wild friends. Wildlife need food, water, cover, and space. Add trees and plants that bear fruit and seed in your landscape. Plant foliage and flowers for butterflies, birds, and bees. Native plants can be a good source of food for animals and insects. If you don't have a natural water source, consider building a small pond or placing a bird bath in your landscape. Research what kind of birds nest in your area and provide them with a home to raise their young. Protect your wildlife visitors by limiting pesticide use or by using the least toxic products available. For more information on Florida-friendly landscaping, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.